Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me as we continue in Simon Shin Samechei. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're doing page Reish Chav Chesamar Aleph, and this is going to be Simon Shin Samechei. We are going to begin Si'if Gimel. We will not finish Si'if Gimel, but we will begin Si'if Gimel. So this is one of those Si'ifim where it's a complicated enough Si'if that the Mishnah Berurah gives you an introduction to the Si'if before you actually start learning it. So let's take a look at the introduction. It's in Si'if Katan Yud Beis, and Mishnah Berurah writes, Mepnesh Si'if Zeh Yesh Harbe Pratim, because there are so many details in this sif, therefore I want to give you a brief introduction. Vuhu, and that introduction is as follows. We know that if you have a mavi that opens up into Rosh Hashanah, it's more chamur than a mavi that's not opened up into Rosh Hashanah on both ends. That when you have it open on both ends into Rosh Hashanah, you require an actual Tzuras HaPesach on one side. It's not enough to have a lech or a kor on both sides. So this sif is not about that exactly, but it's about you have one end of the mavoi that opens directly into Rosh Hashanah, another end of the mavoi opens into a chatzer which opens into Rosh Hashanah. So you have a chatzer in between the other end of the mavoi and the Rosh Hashanah. And the chatzer has a 10 amma or less opening between itself and the mavoi, as well as between itself and the Rosh Hashanah. Now the chatzar still has some wall on the side that borders the mavoi and on the side that borders the Rosh Hashanah, but there's an opening of close to 10 amos. The nimtza ha'omid b'mavoi roe Rosh Hashanah kenegdo, and therefore it turns out that if you're standing in the mavoi and you're looking straight out at the chatzar, you're looking right into the Rosh Hashanah. You're able to see right through both openings into the Rosh Hashanah. Because the walls of the mavoi encroach into the chatzer, so you don't even see those walls, the walls that border that are on the side of the chatzer that border the mavoi. Because from the mavoi's perspective, it's fully opened into the chatzer. The dino kim dovan amavi and nichlas b'tocho mahu dino shalamavi v'chatzer. So this sif is about what is the halacha about this mavoi and this chatzer. In mutal taltabam, are you allowed to carry things in this mavoi and this chatzer? Ulai nidon amavu machmazek kim a foolish lushus rabim. Maybe we should say it's considered like a mavoi that's opened on both ends into a lushus rabim, and therefore needs a tzuras hapesach on one end, because after all, on one end it actually is open to a lushus rabim, and on the other end it opens into a chatzer, which in turn opens into Rosh Hashanah, so it leads straight into Rosh Hashanah. V'yivur bo sheyesh chilek in pirtzas hachatzer shel tzad Rosh Hashanah mechuvit k'neged pirtzas hachatzer shel tzad mavoi oz nidon k'mefulosh v'lo lo. And we're going to see in this seif that it really depends whether the entrance between the mavoi and the chatzer is directly across from the opening between the chatzer and the Rosh Hashanah. If it's directly across, then we view it like a mavoi mefulosh. But if the opening between the chatzer and the Rosh Hashanah is not directly across from where the opening between the mavoi and the chatzer is, then it is not considered mefulash. V'gam alo anshei chatzer yicholun laser olav im lo yivur yachad. And also, people in the mavoi are not allowed to carry because the people in the chatzer make it aser for them to carry unless they have an eruv between them. V'ein v'eichadin le'inyin chatzer alo paritz l'rush hasarabim. And we're going to discuss what the din is about the chatzer if, after all, the chatzer is open into rush hasarabim. So now, with that background, let's take a look at the Si'if. Si'if Gimel. Mavoi shenifretz b'miluo l'chatzer. If you have a mavoi that one end is wide open into a chatzer, v'nifretz ha'chatzer mitzad ha'sheni l'rush hasarabim, and that chatzer itself is opened into rush hasarabim. Im lo irvu b'nei chatzer im b'nei ha'mavoi, if the b'nei chatzer and the b'nei mavoi did not make an eruv with one another, so chatzer mutter, then the chatzer you're allowed to carry in, afilu nifretz neged pirtzas ha'mavoi, even if the opening between the chatzer and the Rosh Hasharabim is directly across from the opening between the chatzer and the mavoi. Vafilu baki barabim, and even if a lot of people trample through that area, the key is though that the opening cannot be more than 10 amos. Umavoi aser, but the mavoi, even though the chatzer is mutter, the mavoi is aser. Afilu eina kineged pirtzas hachatzer, even if it's not directly across from where the opening in the chatzer is, the kivin shelo irvu imamavoi aser. Love. Since you don't have an Eruv together with, between the Chatzar and the Mavoi, the Chatzar makes it Aser to carry in the Mavoi. And the case is that the side walls of the Mavoi encroach into B'chatzar, into the Chatzar, B'inyan Shena Gifuf and Shenishru B'chatzar, near in the Mishamid B'mavoi. To the extent that you don't see any other wall of the Chatzar that's on the side of the Mavoi, because from the Mavoi's perspective, it's totally opened into the Chatzar, so you don't get to see that there's still some side walls of the Chatzar. Avlim nirim olim lo mishum lechi. If you are able to see the walls of the Chatzar that border on the Mavoi from the perspective of the Mavoi, then that would count as a lechi umuter, and therefore it would be muter. Now we're going to stop there in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. So says the Mishnah Brura, we are up to Sifkat on Yud Gimel shenifratz b'miluo, that the case is that the Chatzar is, the Mavoi is wide open into the Chatzer la afuke. This is coming to tell me not a case kishenishu bogifuf and nidon kalechi, where the side walls of the chatzer are still visible from the mavoi, where it would then count as a lechi. Ven yachal chatzer lesser love av kishloir v'yachad. And if that counts as a lechi, then the chatzer cannot aser on the mavoi even if they don't have an eruv. So im lo irvu, if there's no eruv that joins the chatzer and the mavoi, nakat lo irvu l'rabusa. This is telling me an extra chiddush. Da afilu bezed b'mavoi yasa l'taltel k'vil kamei. That even in such a case where there's no Eruv, and therefore it's usher to be metaltal in the Mavoi, still it's mutter to be metaltal in the Chatzar. It's a strange thing. The Chatzar assers the Mavoi, but the Mavoi does not aser the Chatzar. People are allowed to be metaltal in the Chatzar. Chatzar mutter. Da pirtzos sheyesh b'ksalav l'tzad ha-mavoy, l'tzad rishus rabin, because the openings in that Chatzar that open up into the Mavoy and that open up into the rishus rabin, kiven shein b'm yosir me'asar amos, since they are less than 10 amos wide, havi k'psachim, they're considered entranceways. And they're not considered to be a breach, it's an entranceway, it's a doorway. U'b'nei ha-mavoy gamkein in yichol l'asar alav, and the b'nei ha-mavoy cannot aser on the people in the Chatzar, kiven shein la-mavoy drisas ha-regel ala Chatzar, because they don't have a right of passage in that chatzer. They can go out the other way, so they don't have a right of passage through that chatzer. Afilu nifratz negev v'chulei sivkaton tezayin v'ratzalomer. What this means to say is as follows: after the gabei mavui isul kamei dimayu pirtzasim v'chuvenas negev pirtzas hachatzer chashvina lekim v'fulish l'rushus rabim. Even though when it comes to a mavui, we're going to say that if the pirtza between the mavui and the chatzer is directly across from the pirtza between the chatzer and the rushus rabim, we consider the mavui as if it's wide open into the rushus rabim v'aser b'chal gavni, and therefore it's going to be aser mikal makom li nechatz. But that doesn't make the chatzar aser. That only makes the mavoi aser. V'afilu baki bar rabim, and that's true even if people trample right through it. Avgav de la'el b'mavoi posel baki rabim, kan linin chatzar lo mashkichinan b'baki rabim. Even though in previous discussions we said that if you have a mavoi that has an entranceway that's baki rabim, that's going to be a real problem and that needs to be fixed. With a chatzar, for some reason, we're not worried about that. That an entranceway from the chatzar that's baki rabim is not going to be problematic. Ubilvad, but we did say in the Shulchan Aruch that it cannot be openings of more than 10 amos. Ratzalomer, bein apirtza shel tzad rishus rabim. Both the opening from the chatzar to the rishus rabim, ubein apirtza shel tzad mavui, and the opening from the chatzar to the mavui, both need to be less than 10 amos. Does chashivi kipsachim, because then they're considered a pesach. Avalim haya apirtza yoser me'asar amos, but if the pirtza is larger than 10 amos, chashiv pirtza gemura, then that's considered to be not an entranceway, not an opening, not a pesach, but a pirtza. Varei nifratz l'makom ha'asala. And therefore, it's breached into a makom ha'asala. Ve'inu nitar el b'tzuras ha'pesach. And the only way to solve that is by making a tzuras ha'pesach u'kedilel b'sim shin sam gimel sif beis, as we've learned previously. So we said afilu eino kenegan. We said even if the mavi is going to be asur, even if the two openings of the chatzer are not one right across from the other, the chatzer's opening to the mavi is not directly across from the chatzer's opening to the rishus ram. Ratzalomer afilu ma'pirtzah shel tzad rishus ram lo ayimuchu v'negan pirtzah. Even if the pirtza that's on the side of the rishus rabim is not directly across from the pirtza in the chatzer to the mavoi, v'im kein einon yicholim lesel l'taltal mavoi mishum mefulish rishus rabim. So what Aser's carrying in the mavoi is not the fact that it's mefulish. It's not. If you were to walk straight through the opening in the from the mavoi to the chatzer and keep on you're walking, you're going to hit a wall. You're not going to be able to walk right out into Rosh Hashanah. The Pesach is not directly across. So it's not considered part of Rosh Hashanah. So that should not really aser it. Afilu hachi, aser mitam chisaron ha'eruv. It's still going to be aser because you're missing an eruv, because you don't have anything linking the chatzer to the mavui. K'moshe mefarish v'olech, as the Shulchan Aruch goes on to explain. V'aser afilu lo baki rabim Rosh Hashanah l'mavui derech chatzer. And that's going to be aser even if there aren't masses that trample from the Rosh Hashanah to the mavui through the chatzer. Shenichnasu kosei ha'mavui b'chatzer. So we said the example is that the walls of the mavui encroach into the chatzer. The long walls on the sides of the mavoi encroach into the area of the chatzer. And therefore, the side walls that are of the chatzer itself, meaning the walls that still exist between the chatzer that are on the mavui side of the chatzer, are not visible from the mavui perspective, and therefore they're out; they don't count. Avlim lo nichlasu lifnim. But if the mavui side walls do not encroach into the chatzer, chashvinan hagifufim gam la mavui v'nechshavim kelechiyam mikanu mikan v'shuvin hachatzer yochel lasser alav. Then it would be good enough if it was just a right angle, meaning the mavoi's walls went to a right angle with the chatzer's walls, so then that would be considered like a mavoi that has two lechis and at that opening, and therefore the chatzer would not be able to aser on the mavoi. So what we learned tonight essentially is that if you have a mavoi that's open on one side to Rosh Hashanah and on another side to a chatzer, which in turn opens to a Rosh Hashanah, there are two things that can make it aser to carry in the mavoi. One is if the mavoi is considered to be mefulish l'Rosh because the entrance ways are directly across from each other, and that can only be fixed with the Tzuras HaPesach. The other thing that would make it usher to carry in the mavoi is if you don't have an eruv between the mavoi and the chatzer. Chatzer you're going to be allowed to carry in, but if you don't have an eruv between the mavoi and the chatzer, that likewise would make it usher to carry in the mavoi. And the other thing we pointed out is that if the entrance ways between the mavoi and the chatzer, or between the chatzer and the Rosh Hashanah, are more than 10 amos, so then lechi korah does not help. You need a tzuras ha-pesach in order to be matir, because that's considered a genuine pirtza, and that is even if all you want to do is carry in the chatzer. Bezrashem, tomorrow we'll be back to a regular time, regular place, and we will finish up Siv Gimel and maybe start Siv Dalid as well. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you for joining.